Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, September 9th, 2020. I've got an encouraging word for you. And of course, we want to pray for people who are going through things right now. We've got fires, floods, hurricanes, the pandemic. We've got stuff going on, but God has stuff going on from heaven. And I want to give you an encouraging word. But first, let's just pray, Lord, for those who are suffering, those who have lost their homes. And we just pray that you would move from heaven upon us right now. And I know that we've been going through some things, but God says this is a time. There's a shift happening in the heavenly realm during September. So I pray that we would come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, it's really important to trust what God's doing right now. Don't get discouraged. And I just released a prophetic word, and it's on my website. I want you to check it out because it's not only for September, this is the Jewish New Year, which is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is the time when God speaks and he's going to open the books and new assignments are going to be coming. But I released a prophetic word, episode 144 on my podcast last week, or just DougAddison.com. Click on my blog or do a search for this. And it says that prophetic word, God's plan being released for September. That's the word for this month. And I'll recap it right now because it may seem like there's a shaking going on, but God's going to do something with this shaking. And he's baking something new for you right now in the midst of this. And the shaking we are encountering is going to produce greater glory. It's going to reduce things. It's going to align us for the new movement, but also for new levels of giftings and anointings being released from heaven. Haggai 2:7 says, I will shake all the nations and that I will bring a greater glory to the house. And the Lord's going to be moving right now. He's moving right now and things might look like it's shaking, but it's going to be a Haggai 2:7 experience. And I will fill the house with glory. And it's going to be greater glory than before. And just want to recap my prophetic word in case you didn't hear it, is that the windows of heaven are opening. This is a need. And it's based on Malachi 3:10 and it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there may be food in my house, says the Lord. See if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing, there will not be enough room for it. Now, I'm not talking about tithing here. This prophetic word is talking about the storehouse. It's the windows of heaven and the storehouses that need to be filled. And the storehouses on earth are being emptied right now. We're being pushed with the pandemic, with superstorms, fires and floods and earthquakes and stuff going on earth. But the storehouses in heaven are indeed full. And the Lord wants to release this. He's releasing financial ideas and blessings. He's releasing this stuff not to become wealthy for yourself. It's so that you can be blessed to be a blessing. We're experiencing this right now. I'm not saying we don't have the full overflow that I really believe is coming, but we're blessed to the point where we can give money to people. We give out money and, you know, we have been repositioned on the internet. I'm just saying, I just say that it's time to get a good, positive God attitude on what's going on. Watch for financial blessings and strategies to be released to increase your income, to help, you know, pay for the things the government can't pay for everything. So we need to step up as a church, as businesses. And so be sure to catch the prayer I posted on my blog, on my prophetic word, God's plan being released for September, because there's a prayer on there. I want you to pray to open up. It's going to help clean the windows of heaven, clean things over you. Also, the books of heaven are being opened right now. Isaiah 5:19, let the prophetic plan of the Holy One of Israel come to pass so that we could see what it is. This is the time of the year. It's called the Days of Awe. It's the Jewish New Year. which will be September 18th through the 20th, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is the 27th through the 28th. Now, we're no longer under the law of Moses or anything like that, but God still works. He still moves on the Jewish calendar. So you can align yourself with what God's doing. And so what does alignment mean? Well, that means that you can actually place yourself in a position to get a greater breakthrough. If you know what God's doing, if you know where it's going to be, you can go stand over, or there might be things that you need. In fact, I'm going to release three keys right now to help align you or position you for this month. Now, first one is believe. Believe God is moving. Activating your faith is so important because it'll bring you in alignment with heaven. Jesus said, believe and you will receive. And many times he couldn't even do miracles because of unbelief. So step up right now, even though you might not see it. By faith, believe. The second key is to listen to the Lord. He's speaking all the time, and we need to get into tune with the season. It might be a little different. I've already noticed he's speaking differently to me. So take time to pray, but go beyond your prayer request. You know, take some time, especially this month, to listen to what God has to say. He's speaking all the time, but we need to also slow down and listen. Key number three is spend some time worshiping, singing, worshiping, praising. You know, God will open things up in a greater way, singing in the Spirit. I keep worship music going on. You know, I keep it going on through internet worship. I just keep it going. There's certain songs right now. Notice the certain songs that open things up for you and put those on a continual playlist or something. So those three keys will help you right now. Believe, listen to the Lord, and spend time worshiping and praising. Here's another, it's not one of the three keys, but here's another word of advice for you, is to stop grumbling and complaining. Even though I could complain, I'm doing my best not to complain. That's why when I come on these podcasts, I come on and say, this really is, you know, we are walking through this time, but the Lord is good, you know? And complaining can create a whirlwind. Psalm 17, verse 3. Though you probe my heart, you examine me at night, you test me, and you'll find that there's no evil within me, and my mouth has not transgressed. So Psalm 17, 3 talks about not coming into agreement with things of your mouth. We got to be careful of that. We need to be careful how we speak. And especially this month, as we're walking into a time where God's releasing greater assignments, and we want to come into agreement with them. So it's important to step away from things that bring division, things that lack love, and start bringing some encouragement. That's what I try to do in my podcast all the time. And so some people may be saying, I'm not hearing clearly right now, or I feel like I'm under this. Well, the Lord told me this. He showed me that there's a negative whirlwind going around right now. And it's alive and active. It's Hosea 8, verse 7. It says, they who sow the wind will reap a whirlwind. Now, if you look at the Hebrew for Hosea 8, 7, the word wind, actually, the word for wind is ruah, which is translated as angry. So be careful not to come into the agreement with the angry wind that's going on. People have been sowing frustration, rebellion, revenge, you know, anger. It's everywhere. And I know that it's important that we need to be able to diffuse the spirit of anger and release the spirit of peace. And we can voice our opinions over injustices. You know, if you want to protest peacefully, we need to step in the spirit of reconciliation. And if you get angry about something on the internet, you know, refrain from lashing out. You can voice your opinion, but be careful about coming into agreement with the other side. Matthew 5:44, Jesus says, by tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So we could actually weaken our prayer. This is what the Lord showed me. We would be careful that we're not weakening our prayers. Revelation 12:10, the accuser of the brother and sisters who accuse them day and night before the Lord. See, this is Satan's name in Revelation 12:10 is the accuser. So one of the names of Satan being the accuser, be careful that you don't come into agreement with that, by accusing others, by stepping into that accusation. Again, you got to be careful with that. You can still voice your opinion. Be careful you don't move over into that, because it can weaken your prayers. So I want to do a check right now and see, is there fruit in your life? What's going on? Are you seeing answered prayers? Are you seeing financial blessing? Are you seeing people come to the Lord, maybe coming to you for wisdom and stuff like that? If it is the opposite, if you're seeing the latter, then it's a good chance that we need to shift that focus to God's agenda and not complain and argue, you know, with others over our own opinions. Maybe you're not guilty of this. Really good. Glad that's the case. But you could actually open up things over your finances right now. It's so important. Part of my prophetic word is that God will be releasing the windows of heaven. But he did show me that many people have dirty windows. You know, the enemy had gotten in there and dirtied up the windows. And I put a prayer actually in last week's Spirit Connection, a prayer that you could go through. It's also on my blog. It's the same thing I mentioned at the beginning. There's a prayer I want you all to pray. It's also a prayer on AslinsPlace.com. AslinsPlace.com. I give you the link on my blog. It's my friend Paul Cox, and he wrote a prayer. It was how it was, I don't remember the exact title, but it was basically, it's cleaning up the illegal access of the windows of heaven. And this is where maybe you had generational curses over accessing the windows of heaven for blessing, using the gifts for the wrong reason. The Lord showed me, and I've talked to Paul Cox about that, and that we need to clean this up. And he has an amazing prayer to do that. And so accessing illegal windows of heaven, just you could Google that, Paul Cox, or you could look at my website, get the link as well. I believe we need to clean up those windows. And as we do that, we're going to see the transference of wealth. And because of the pandemic, because of the tragedies happening on earth, we need money for humanitarian purposes. We need to bring money for the, to launch for revivals, for to help people. It's not to pad our own pockets right now. In fact, I've just been trying to be an example to others. We've gotten finances, you know, when they give us, you know, we receive money from different things from the government. And, you know, we didn't just stick it in the bank. We tried to pay it forward as much as possible. I just want to encourage you to be blessed, to be a blessing, and step into this new season. There is a shaking that's happening over finances. Hebrews 12:26 says, at that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he's promised once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. And the word once more indicates removing of what can be shaken, that created things so that what cannot be shaken will remain. Hebrews 12:26. The Lord is shaking things, and he's not the one causing the pandemic or all that stuff, but he will shake things open, and he's going to bring about, the shaking is going to bring about Proverbs 13:22. But the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. We're entering into that season right now, and many people have been praying for this and not realizing God's about to answer this prayer. We just need to get rid of the things that have the same agreement with the world. And so I believe God wants to release things. I've given you some plans. I've given you the keys. We need to pray and activate this right now. Lord, I pray that you would shake things open. And this isn't not a negative thing. This is not negative. Don't look at this and think that we're going to expect to see an earthquake or something like that. That you're going to shake up open the finances. That you're going to clean the windows of heaven so that we can walk into this time, into this season of hearing your voice during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. DougAnnison.com is my website. And I'll be doing my training right now. I have a launching my fall version of Launch Your Life Purpose. I hope you can join it, because many people say, can I be mentored by you? Well, I do an online training only a couple times a year, and it's 49 days, it's 7 weeks, and it's DougAnnison.com/launch. It's 7 weeks where I walk you through the things that I wish I would have known years ago, and how to develop the breakthrough lifestyle in your life, how to open up things, and how to interact with the heavenly realm as well. Launch Your Life Purpose. Consider giving to what we do. You know, we don't really push offerings and things like that, but DougAnnison.com/give as well. Follow my daily prophetic word and download my app, Doug Addison, at the App Store, Apple, or the Google Play Store. All right. God bless you. Hope you have a great week. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.